Hello, this is Courtney on a recorded
Hello.
line.
Oh, hi,
Okay.
Courtney. This is
Hello.
Sergio. I'm here with Forrest Ballard. He's filing out for Roundup. I hope you can help me out from here.
Okay, go ahead and transfer.
All right, thank you.
Hi, good afternoon, Forrest. This is Courtney on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So your inquiry is about the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, and you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, and so you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation from any other law firm or signed any documents, correct, Forrest?
Correct.
All right, Forrest, is this your phone number, the 951 number, 951-491-4898?
Correct.
Okay, all right. At any time we're disconnected, I will call you from a 949 number. Sometimes these transfer calls get dropped, so I just want to let you know. Yeah, so just so you're not like, where'd she go? I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. So you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma due to spraying the Roundup. Okay. All right. I'm gonna text you right now, so you have my direct phone number to my desk. Let me go ahead and send it to you. Do you know the subtype of your NHL? Like, do you know what type of lymphoma you had?
Yes,
If you don't, it's
follicular,
okay. Molecular?
follicular,
Okay.
follicular of the father. Okay, I got your text.
Yeah, so that's my direct line. Manicular. There's so many, so it's okay if I don't have it. Let's see. Manicular. Okay, and then you've only ever been diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct? You never had any other diagnoses?
No.
Okay, and you're filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed between the years of 2005 to present. What was your diagnosis date? Do you know?
Let me see. It was, I remember, 2015.
It was in 2015. Do you know the like time and date? I need an actual date. Sorry.
Let me see. April 28th.
April 28th. Okay, perfect. April 28th, 2015.
Yes.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or at work, or was it both
At home.
at
At
home?
home.
Okay. And is it the
Yeah, at home.
residence that is it the residence that you still currently live at, or is it another location?
There was another location.
Okay. What's that address, that other location?
34020 Summit View Place.
Summit View Place. Okay. And where is that located?
Temecula, California.
Oh, okay. You're not that far from me.
Oh, okay.
I'm in, well, Irvine, Orange County, but not too far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You still live out there? You live in Temecula?
No, I'm at Beaumont. I'm in Beaumont now.
Oh, yeah. Still not, I know where that's at. Funny. Okay. And then did you have any other friends or family member or anybody else that needed help filing the claim that was affected by the Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed in between the ages of 18 and 79. Approximately how many years were you spraying the Roundup for?
Let's see, around 13 years.
13 years? Okay. A lot of the questions are I repeat, so I apologize ahead of time. They're just questions I have to ask. So you were spraying it for 13 years. Were you spraying it monthly, weekly,
Think about twice a month.
twice a month? And you were spraying it year round, correct? Okay, so 24 times a year. Okay. And then you were spraying it for 10 days or more. You did tell me this was your cell phone. You are a U.S. citizen, right? Or U.S. resident? Citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you suffer from any of these illnesses? Do you have like HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C?
No.
Arthritis, diabetes?
No.
Lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, and organ transplant?
No.
Any history of cancer in the family?
No.
Okay, and then no reoccurring chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Correct.
All right. All right, and then your first name is Forrest. It's F-O-R-E-S-T, correct?
Correct.
Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D?
Mm-hmm.
No suffix in your name? Correct. You're not a junior or senior?
Well, yeah, I'm actually the third, but...
Oh, you are? Okay. I'll put the third. Yeah, because if you are, they need to know that. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a male.
Okay. And then what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Married. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
It's January 4th, 1970.
And then the last four of your social.
9527.
Perfect. 9527. Okay. How did you learn about the connection between the Roundup and your cancer? Was that when you were getting sick and going to the hospital, or how did you find out about it?
No, actually, I found out a little bit afterwards and put the connection together.
Yeah, like you went to the hospital, they were like, yeah, okay. And then you first became aware of your injuries, what, like on your diagnosis date, or would you say a little bit before that?
A little before that.
Like April, the beginning of April, you think? April 1st?
Yeah, around there.
April 1st, 2015. And then, Forrest, what is your height and weight?
5'11", 220.
All right. And then, let's see. Okay. Did you have an email that you have access to? I can send the documents to you.
Yes. F.W. Ballard, number 3.
Okay, you just broke up. What is it again? Sorry.
F.W. Ballard.
Okay.
With the number 3, at number 3 at Gmail.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. So fwballard3@gmail.com.
Correct.
What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, evening, or afternoon?
Probably afternoon.
Okay. And then what is your spouse's first name?
Adrian.
A-D-R-I-N-N-E?
A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E.
N-N-E. And then Ballard, what is her, do you know her phone number?
Yeah, 951.
Mm-hmm.
365-9351.
You said 365-9351?
265.
265, all right.
9351, right.
Perfect. All right. I don't know why they asked for that now. Okay. And then,
sure.
So you were spraying it, we put 24, twice a month, so 24 times a year for 13 years. You did spray it for a full year before your diagnosis, correct? Okay, and you're spraying it monthly. So you stopped spraying it what in like, do you think it was in April, like right before your diagnosis date?
Yeah, more than likely.
So like you stopped spraying it like 4-1?
No, well.
Or when do you think you stopped spraying it?
Actually, probably 2014.
24. Okay. Do you have a time or a frame of when you stopped using it?
Yeah, probably on November, I think.
November of 2014, you said?
Yeah.
So I'll put 11/1/2014?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you started using it then in 2000 and what is that?
One.
I'm so bad with math. 2001. When do you think you started using it in 2001?
Probably September.
Okay, so September, we'll put September 1st, 2001, and you stopped using it in November 2014, and obviously you stopped using it because you got ill or because you didn't need to do it anymore? What was the reason for your stop of usage?
Yeah, I started feeling ill.
You're getting, like, swollen lymph nodes and stuff, infections, chest pain?
Yeah, fatigue.
Okay, yeah. How were you applying it? Were you doing a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Spray bottle.
And then did you ever wear, like, protective gloves or any type of protection gear?
No.
And then this was just residential, like, around your house, around your property line?
Yeah. Yes.
And then this is in the state of California for residential. You were directly exposed. You were the one spraying it, correct?
Correct.
You were present every time you did it. So that leaves you at, let's see. Approximately 312 exposures. Do you live near a water well or do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. You've never been exposed to any other herbicides, right? Like Benzyne or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Did you use concentrate or premixed?
I used the concentrate.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing it at? Did you get it at, like, Home Depot, Lowe's?
I got it from Lowe's.
Lowe's? Okay. Is there a Lowe's in Temecula somewhere? Mm-hmm. Lowe's?
Yeah, but I probably bought it in Redlands because I used to work over there. But, okay. Yeah, there's a Lowe's on in Temecula as well.
I'll put both. Where in Redlands were you? Let's see.
Redlands Boulevard.
Redlands Boulevard. Let's see. Yep. What'd you do for work?
Oh, I was doing construction.
Yeah. My dad's in construction, and he used to use this stuff all the time. I'm like, dude. It's crazy that they still have it on the shelves. Like, you can still buy.
That was crazy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was at Home Depot and I saw. So I'm in Orange County and I was at Home Depot and I saw a guy with, like, two little kids and he was buying it. And I was like, don't buy that product. I was like, you put that back, dude.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah, so. Horrible. Yeah. And I'm so sorry to hear, you know, what happened to you. It's unfortunate. So basically, just so you know, what this settlement is in detail to is going, the attorneys are going after the manufacturers who need to be held responsible. Do you ever have proof of purchase? Like, did you ever use a credit card or do you have any receipts to show proof of purchase, like, somewhere?
I don't know. I could look.
Maybe sure. Like in your, like, bank. Yeah, bank statement. I know it's been a while or something. Okay, I'll sit. Maybe may have them. Do you have any still in your possession? Like, do you have any empty bottles or pictures or anything like that?
You know, I don't know. I might.
I'll put yes. Yeah, because if you have empty, this is one thing I can tell people. Like, I'm not an attorney. I can't give you legal advice. But I can tell you from, like, what I've researched, if you have receipts and you have, like, empty containers, that helps your case a lot.
Okay.
Because it's really, like, how do you prove that someone was using that product? You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Have you ever, do you smoke?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed? Or are you?
Yeah, I work.
Okay. Are you self-employed or do you have an employer?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your employer's name?
It's the name of the company?
Yeah.
It's LA Tennis Courts.
LA,
but, I mean, I,
LA Tennis Court?
I work under the book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then don't do that then. If it's not like, okay. Yeah, I'll put you currently
right.
Don't. I'll just put you currently don't work. You obviously lost time for work because of your treatment and related conditions, correct?
Right.
How often were you unable to work because of your condition? Like how long?
Well,
because treatment and everything.
The treatment went for, let's see. Well, I did treatment for like 6 weeks.
Okay. But because of everything, like how often, like how long did you miss, like were you unable to work?
I think.
Like a year or two, or was it?
Yeah, something like that.
I'll put 1 to 2 years.
Yeah.
Unable. Have you ever been in the military?
Yes, I was.
Okay. What branch were you in?
Army.
Okay. What were your dates of service, like approximate? You can just tell me the years. I don't need to have the exact dates.
Like
1988 to 1990. Okay. And then honorable discharge?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you ever stationed at Tool Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. Do you know your Veterans Administration number? If you don't know it, it's okay. I don't think I need this. Or your VA benefits? Oh, do you receive VA benefits?
No, not at the time.
Okay. Okay, have you ever been, we're almost finished. Have you ever been convicted of any crimes, been involved with any lawsuits, composition claims, disability claims, or filed for bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Which one?
I had a disability claim.
Okay. And then... But no other, you weren't other in other lawsuits, right?
No.
Okay. What was your disability claim for?
My hand and different extremities from repetitive work.
Okay. Should I just put disability for, what do you want me to put? Disability. Or when was it, I should put. It says, please furnish full details in regarding such claim. So disability claim, when was the date? Like what year? Disability claim, were you awarded or were you receiving benefits, claim benefits?
Yeah, I didn't get any claim benefits. I just got a reward.
Okay. When was that? Just tell me the year.
This year, actually.
Awarded in 2020. Okay. Okay, and then what was your diagnosing physician's name? You know who your doctor was?
I'll have to look that up.
What hospital did you go to?
It was a desert. It was a clinic. Desert. I have it. Let me see.
I think I know which one you're talking about. Hold on.
It's in like Riverside.
Desert Valley Hospital. No, that's in Victorville. Desert.
The same desert. Let me see.
Desert Clinic, Temecula.
It was off. It was in Riverside, off of. The position was Odoi Roya.
How do you say it?
I know he's the one prescribed. But let me see.
What's the doctor's name again?
Yeah, it's I believe it was, let's see, on this prescription it says Dr. Kodoi,
R-O-Y-A.
Yes. K-H-O-D-A-I-E, R, last name R-O-Y-A. And it was off of Magnolia.
It's in Riverside? Yeah, I found her. Was it a woman doctor?
No, let me see. It was a male.
No, this is a gynecologist. Sorry. What's the first name? Is it Rory?
No, I have to look that up. Yeah, let me see. Rory. Let me see.
No, that's not it.
What's his name? I don't know. Let me see. Oh, I have it somewhere.
Yeah, I just need the hospital name that you were treated at, and then I need the doctor's, the physician, diagnosing physician.
Okay.
Let me know when you're able to get that. Yeah, no, you're fine. Take your time. Did you undergo, did you have surgery, sir?
Sorry, what did you say?
Did you have to have surgery? Did you undergo any type of treatment because of the NHL, or did you just do chemo and radiation?
I did chemo.
Okay, and did you start chemo right after your diagnosis date? When did you start treatment? Do you know that date?
Yeah. Yes. That was. That was May.
May what?
20, May 11th through the 15th, 2015.
Okay,
That's from
2015. Okay, May 11th is when you
my
started
first treatment.
Triplett. Okay, perfect. That's all I need to know. Okay, so were you able to find the doctor?
No, I
Okay,
have to
so
look for that.
okay, hold on. So, because I have to have this before I submit the application. So let's see. You have what? So on the bottle, what does the prescription say? The name. You got to say it to me slowly and
On the
sneak.
bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. It's K H O B A E I. Last name R O Y A.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, hold on one second. Was it? Oh, okay. And it was in Riverside, I see. Was it Loma Linda? By show, they're with Loma Linda as well. Okay. Internalist.
Don't remember. Let's see. That was that
What?
long ago.
Yeah. So, what was the name of the hospital or facility you went to? Desert what?
Was desert. Oh, geez. So I'm trying to I know I have the information on my old phone, so I'm trying to pull it off of there. Hello.
Was it Desert Hospital in see. There's just desperate a little no, hold on. There's Temecula Valley Hospital. Oh, I'm sorry. There's there I'm sorry. There's no, that's Desert Regional Medical Center of Palm Springs.
Yeah, this is more of a this is more of a clinic, more of a clinic, you
Okay,
know.
gotcha.
And I got acupuncture and different things like that. That's
I
for
got
my
can a
treatment, but
cancer place, yes.
right.
There's Temecula Valley Hospital, but you didn't go there. Desert Cancer Clinic, maybe? Clinic? Let's see if that works.
You talking about for you talking about for you talking about for my cancer?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. I think you still talking about the other. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, who is your doctor that you saw with your cancer, and where did you go to get the treatment?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
What did you talk about? You talk about my the other case. Okay.
What is that
Yeah.
for? Who's your doctor for your
You.
cancer?
Okay. It was Dr. Lawrence Dikapua. That's my treatment doctor.
Diapora, how do you spell it?
It's Lawrence DICAPUA.
Okay. And where was that at? He's in radiologist. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. Because it kept saying internal medicine. So I was like, I don't think that's right. It's probably an internalist that you're talking about that was your other doctor.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah.
It's all right. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so, and then you went to Hemet. Let's see. Oncologist. Yeah, he's in Hemet. Okay, radiologist, phone number. I just need his address.
Yes.
I got it. Hold on 1 second. Do you know what the hospital is name?
The hospital?
Yeah. Do you know it's something Hemet? I don't know what the name of the actual hospital is.
Oh, let me see. Well, that was when I got my treatment. Let me see. The address is 890.
Yeah, I had that. West Dayton Radiology Medical Group. I think it's Apex Medical. I don't know what it's called, though. Let me see if it shows up. I found it. I just don't know. Okay, no, I found it. It's Apex. Okay. Nope, that's not it.
Oh, man, I'm messing up here. Okay, so.
Did you ever have to go to the hospital? Was there a hospital that you went to or no? Or you just went to his office?
Yeah, I went to... No, I went to Menifee, actually.
Menifee Hospital?
Yeah. It's,
Menifee Global Center? I got it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, Medical Center, yeah.
That's fine. Okay. And then you did chemotherapy. What's your current mailing address?
It's 1742
mm-hmm.
Arcus.
Arcus?
Yeah, ARCUS. Court. Beaumont, California.
Beaumont. All right, got it. Is that a house, a resident, apartment?
It's a house.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So I have 1742 Arcus Court, Beaumont, Riverside County, California, 92223. We do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. I just put your wife. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And you give me permission to contact her if needed?
Yeah.
Okay. And was there anything else that you wanted us to put in the file to help support the case? Is there anything else you can think of?
Nothing right now. I'm going to look for the...
Yeah, look for the rest of the information because this is just an outline. So when the attorneys connect with you, you can make sure you have everything correct to continue the case. So basically, just really before we wrap up, Mr. Ballard, I just want to confirm you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on 4/28/2015. in Temecula, California, between the ages of 18 and 79. You approximately sprayed it 24 times a year for 13 years.
Correct.
And I have your first name as F-O-R-E-S-T, last name Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D, the third. Your birthday is one. Your birthday is 1/4/1970. I have your social.
Correct.
Last four of your social is 9527.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I have everything right. You started spraying Roundup 9/1/2001 to 11/1/2014. Using a hand sprayer around property lines, directly exposed, approximately 312 exposures. And, okay. I think I have everything right. What's going to happen now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever done a DocuSign agreement?
Yeah.
All right, it's really, really easy. You just have to follow the prompt to, do you have your wife's email? Or let me just do this. Let me see if this works. Hold on. Let me just try to just do yours. I don't think I don't know why we would need your wife's, but. Yeah, I just copy and pasted yours. That's fine. If there's an issue, I'll call you back. So basically, everything looks right. What's going to happen now? System's going to generate the documents. You said you have used a DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, all you're going to do is I'm going to text it to you because that's like the easiest way to do it. Basically, just accept, follow the prompt. Adopt and sign a signature, and then you're going to have to tap the fields, all the little boxes to where to sign, and then press finish. If it's easier to put me on speakerphone, go ahead and do that, and I can walk you through it. But once you're done with that, I'll go ahead and send you the attorney's information, okay? So the documents I just sent.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm done.
Okay. So once you're finished, let me go ahead and check this right now.
Nobody have completed Roundup.
All right. So now that you've done that, thanks. It will send you a PDF file to your email for your records. And then basically, just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize how important this you are in this role. This is basically your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. The attorneys will be calling you in the next 48 hours, Forrest. It's really important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they do represent you. And then basically, any documents that you can obtain to help support the case they ask you to get. But other than that, basically, just if you have any questions for me, you can contact me on this 949 phone number that I sent Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard Time, or on the same time zone. So
That works.
I'll be, yeah. And then also too, here, let me send you right now. I'm going to send you the attorney's phone number. It's Pulaski Law. They'll be calling you from a 909 phone number. It's 909-906-3862. So if you want to save that phone number, you'll know when it's them that's calling. And like to be honest, like they probably won't call you till like next week. So if you don't hear from them like after like Wednesday, like call me on Thursday and I'll see where your case is at. I can check the status for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can always text me too. You can text that 949 number as well. It comes straight to my computer.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you today. I mean, I hope this works out for you, and I'm sorry for everything that you've had to go through. I know it's not fun.
Yeah, thank you. No. not what I would call it.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. It's not fun. And it's probably traumatic. You don't want to look back on that time. But yeah, I wish you luck. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call, okay?
Okay. We'll
have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.